All right, welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Always appreciate you guys getting in touch. We'll get to NFL reaction, overreaction here in just a second. Before we do, why don't we take a phone call from old man Doug. Doug, we have not heard from you since day one. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really baffled about this Wordle thing. And Sharon, thank you for not sharing your score because I don't care. And most people don't. I don't get it. It's kind of like when you would be Facebook friends with somebody and they're trying to get you to go on Candy Crush or whatever that thing was, those kinds of things. And you're right, it's a fad, but it's annoying. Maybe I'm the only person in the world that's annoyed by it. But
no, you're not.
Here's a question. Most people your age.
Here's a question, Doug. Do you play Wordle?
No.
Why don't you give it a try?
Well, I have plenty of other things to do. So it's just that Nick Grimm, for whatever reason, his Twitter feed was like his last couple of days has just been dominating my feed. You know how it comes in. I'm not sure what the algorithm is there, but it's just like,
well, here's the
all
thing.
You hear about is this Wordle thing.
Well, here's what happens, Doug. When people rebel against it, it then strengthens the people who decide who are doing it in the first place. They're not going to back off of it because a couple people don't like it. That's the, you know, that's why this thing's going to keep happening.
A couple people?
Oh yeah. Well, no, more than a couple. Like, but if you keep rebelling against it, if you're like, hey, I hate this Wordle thing, they're just going to keep being like, well, Wordle is awesome, man. You know, why don't you, like, they're going to keep getting after you for it.
It's kind of like people that post what they had for dinner last night or they're having or something like that. At some point after like the 50th week, it gets old.
It can get a little bit repetitive. I'll give that to you, Doug.
Yeah. And again, it's kind of like, it's almost like an inside joke that 75%, I don't know what percent of people even do work. What would your guess be?
That's a good question. People on Twitter, quite a bit. People in general, almost none.
Okay. There was one other thing. It was actually a sports related. I was going to ask Nick, or not Nick. Gosh, now I got Nick on my mind. But Josh, what did you think of that running back that we recruited? You saw him in person, right?
Oh, Anthony Grant from New Mexico Military?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, I begrudgingly admit, he's as good as advertised.
Is he can't miss?
I wouldn't go that far. He has all the tools in his toolbox. He needs everyone around him to do their job as well.
Okay. I haven't really looked at any film on him, and it just seems like whenever we bring in somebody that's supposed to be really good, they have some phantom injury we didn't know about.
that was Step for sure.
Oh, I mean, and like that Stevenson kid that we were all giggling about that couldn't get into Wisconsin.
Well, he was just overweight.
Star.
Yeah. He came in a little
beer gut.
Yeah, came in a little heavy.
At 18, which is kind of hard to do. And you got plenty of time to develop that. But at 18, when you're a D1 athlete, you probably shouldn't have a beer gut when you report for camp.
Yeah, it's questionable for sure.
And then lastly, I saw a picture. I kind of was saying, who is that guy that's lifting weights at Nebraska? And it was the new quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
No, the new – oh, my God.
He's huge. I mean, yeah.
That guy's a man. I hope that he throws and manages the game as good as he looks. Because,
yeah, he's a pro, man. Yeah, Casey Thompson, for sure. No, it is Doug, it's pictures in the weight room season. You know, things tend to get the hype trains continue to get a little bit out of control around this time, but for sure you like what you're seeing. It's not a bad thing, right?
Right. And I guess lastly, and I, you know, work for a living, so I don't have a ton of time to, I'm in between, appointments right now, but with this, Gretna thing, you know, I think the bigger issue is, the bigger picture is parents are taking youth sports way too seriously. And you're talking to one that I had a couple of sons and they were good baseball players. They didn't play in college, but they were good high school players. And athletically motivated transfers in high school are just, I don't know. I just don't think it's a good thing to teach her. We're not letting our kids fail. And, you know, I've had plenty of failures, particularly, you know, even athletically. It wasn't too bad, but I wasn't the star of the team. You just didn't think about transferring, you know, back then. Wasn't done. But now, and it starts with the select, you know, baseball, soccer, basketball teams, is if somebody's son isn't the star of the team or playing as much as they think they should, which really at youth sports, they ought to be paying everybody equally anyway because the parents all pay equally. But they go and form their own team, and that's how you got all these different teams, particularly, you know, I saw that in baseball. You know, you used to just have the Gladiators and the Pace Setters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the Cardinals,
for sure.
And I think the problem is the parents, for sure. I mean, it's just they're ruining it. And, again, maybe in certain particular areas, and I'm sure people are going to call in and tell me how wrong I am, but I'm going to tell you for 8 or 9 out of 10, transferring athletically because you're not starting or playing as much isn't a good idea. And if that's the case, you're probably not going to make any money playing the sport or getting a meaningful scholarship. And what I mean by meaningful scholarship is I'm talking a scholarship to a D1 school that you're not getting part of it for your academics, which you would get anyway if right. you went to one of these schools. And so there's certain schools, I'm not gonna rain on their parade, but you're going to pay more to go to those schools to play a sport than you could go to a state-funded college and just go to school. And it just makes no sense to me. And, you know, then at some point, those kids go into the workforce. And if they don't get that promotion or whatever, you know, they're automatically going to not maybe try to work their way through it.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. Doug, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you as always. But here's what I'll say. It's not one size fits all, right? So it's situationally. And it's hard to know exactly what's going on in the situation. So we make, you know, large sweeping proclamations like that. I tend to shade that way. You need to go through it a little bit. You need to experience failure a little bit. But if your situation is, you know, unrectifiable and you feel like you have the, you know, you have the talent or you have the skill or whatever it might be, then yeah, bet on yourself and go. But it's hard to do it because it's so situational. I think, like, for example, I transferred high schools. It was athletically motivated. I transferred high schools. What was my situation? It wasn't because I was like soft or whatever. I wanted to play high school baseball and I got cut from the high school baseball team my sophomore year. They told me I couldn't play anymore. I wanted to go play. I left and I went and played in college. You know, would that have happened if I just quit baseball at that moment? No, that's a situation. That's a different situation. Right? You know, if you feel like you're being wronged, you know, you got to evaluate that. Seek help. Seek all the different resources that you have, whether it's parents or people, coaches, stuff like that. Somebody's find who's in your corner. But it's not a one-size-fits-all. Let's take another phone call here from, we got Dave. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Connor, welcome to Midday. I haven't called in yet. It takes a lot for me to call in. I'll just let you know that.
Okay. So is this good or bad?
I probably should make a deposit in the bank that old man Doug owns, because then I could just go down and sit with him, you know, as a customer. And, you know, but listen, I got into Wordle late. I got into Wordle, I got started about a week ago, because it's like, so what is this? And honestly, what it is it's 3 decades ago, a friend of mine and I called it the 5-letter word game. And we would think of 5-letter words, and we would challenge each other to guess what our word was. And it was the way that we made the time. It is Sudoku for people who are horrible at math, you know? It's an easy way to do a crossword puzzle without doing the crossword puzzle. It's a game. Old man Doug would not like the old game from the 70s, which I'm sure that he sat and watched all the time, Password. He would hate that game. He would hate $25,000 Pyramid. It's a game. And it's a fun game. It has challenged me. There have been, it's like today I looked and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, that's what the word is.
This is why, Dave,
overthought it.
This is why I challenged Doug to actually play the game. Cause I don't think he hates the game. I think he hates that people are tweeting about the game so much. So I implored him to play the game and then kind of see what happens after that.
Well, you know, and that's just part of where we are. I mean, be it as it may, I think most people are going, I was lucky today, or man, that really challenged me. But
for
what
sure.
I love is the fact they don't give away what it is. Now, second, unfortunately, while I called in on that, then he started on transfers. I'm a former coach. I'm a former athletic director. I'm a former teacher. I'm a former administrator. The transfer thing in Nebraska is hard. It's just hard. I feel horrible for Gretna. I do. It sounds to me like Gretna did everything in their power to make sure that they were where they needed to be with their paperwork. And it didn't work out. It slipped through the cracks. I feel horrible for them. I feel horrible for the parent.
Yep.
If, like you said, there's nothing, as an administrator, did I hate to see kids leave our programs, our building, when they were a great asset to what we were doing? Absolutely. But, you know, if somebody else has what you really want, go after it. That's today's society, I guess. I mean, if you think you're going to get better coaching, your chances of getting a step up somewhere, then go. It's where we live in today's society. Why would I want to put my money in old man Doug establishment rather than someone else?
Well,
they make the case for it.
It's better for
it can
be situationally beneficial to everyone, right? If it works out that way.
I feel horrible. I really do. It sounds like they did what they could. I feel horrible. Jeff Beller, when I read on the paper that he's gone to people's houses to say to them, yeah, you've definitely moved out of this house. You know, I mean, I believe the guy because I've been in those hearings. I've been in front of the NFAA and said, look, we just need to challenge your ruling here because we believe here's a circumstance. We didn't get it overturned. We still believe it would have been in the right thing that the kid was living where they were, but
yep.
The rules were what the rules were. I feel horrible for for kids who had a state championship vacated.
Yeah.
I just, there's no winners in the whole thing.
I'm with you.
The NSA had to do something because they've got some rules. I'm not sure they did the right thing. I think they could have maybe done something else and still sent a message, but they did what they had to do because ultimately the NSAA does not hold kids accountable. They hold schools accountable. And that's what they did in this case. You know, it's a tough one, man. I could tell stories and I won't, but I mean, I've already said enough, but you know, listen, you got your choice to do Wordle or not do Wordle. It's fine. I think the reason people put it up there is not to say, look how good I am, but it's like either I got lucky or, man, this one kicked me today. You know, today was an amazingly easy word that I struggled with, you know, and finally got there. So, well, I will call in occasionally, Connor, not very often. You've got a good program. Glad you guys are here. You're doing a good job. Hang in there. All those platitudes you need to hear today. And go Wordle. That's all I can say.
Go Wordle, Dave. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. Thanks for reaching out, too. go Wordle. Look, man. I'm fine. I play the Wordle. I'm not going to tweet out my score. Maybe if I get one on try two or three. But most of my tries are five or six, so I just don't.
Doug would like it clarified on the record that he does not care to know your Wordle score.
That's what I would say. He should play the game and then see how he does, and then we're competing with other people now, and then all of a sudden, Doug, you're in the club. And then you're playing. It's just a fun game.
I would want to know what Doug does use social media for. If he doesn't like people sharing aspects of their life on social media, he doesn't like when you share your dinner. Well, he doesn't like when you share your Wordle score.
He
doesn't like when you share your hot take.
He mentioned it was an inside joke. You know, like the great Michael Scott once said, oh, I love inside jokes. I'd love to be a part of one day. You have the opportunity right here in front of you.
We like you, Doug.
Let's take one more phone call from Gary. Gary's been waiting patiently for a few minutes here. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to bring up a different aspect on the recruiting.
Sure.
About 12 years ago, me and a group of guys formed the Metro Youth Football League here in Omaha. And it's a true feeder program for each high school in the Metro.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, up until eighth grade. But Our whole goal is to kind of promote the football and to get, you know, we really want kids to, you know, lean towards Nebraska. We've got guys in our league that Zach Wiegert is coached, Eric Crouch, Rashawn Jackson, Matt Hoskinson, Abdul Muhammad. We got all these guys coaching in the league. And, you know, Avante Dickerson, Kobe Brest down in Nebraska. Kevin Williams, who just signed this, you know,
yeah.
We've got so many guys that have come up through the league that are, you know, that are getting this valuable development. You know, it's at the lower level, youth football, but it's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
even had Jimmy, of all guys, Jimmy Allen had coached a team at one time for me at Westside. So
no kidding.
yeah. Yeah. So I had to find a place for the guy.
No, man, Gary, it's.
But anyway, yeah, it's a full blown development. And yeah, we've got ex-Huskers, you know, coaching, and we've got players coming up. But the Tyson Terry kid that just got
yep.
offered from North, he, you know, I watched him on Sundays. Kevin Williams, Max Dugan, who ended up at TCU, mm-hmm. Thomas Fedoni was in our league. So obviously, we must be doing a few good things to help out the university.
For sure. Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, honestly, it's feeder programs like that. And thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it. It's programs like that who honestly are the separators between, you know, what it's what makes. He's mentioned all the guys. It's produced. The city is produced.
We got Tom Chattel coming up in 10 minutes.
We have a lot of time to do a lot of things.
Yeah, and Ian Rappaport has just reported that Sean Payton has informed the Saints he will be stepping away from the team.
Stepping away to where?
I'm going to guess a broadcast booth somewhere.
A broadcast booth? Not the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, that would be the one team that you would think he would leave Nolens for.
Okay. Some more movement on the coaching carousel. Like we said, plenty of things to accomplish in the next hour. Chattel's coming up here in about 10 minutes. Thanks for all your calls, by the way. I'm dead serious here. I genuinely appreciate you guys reaching out, getting familiar with me. Thanks for calling in. Hope you continue to do so. 402-951-1620. We'll come back more up next on the Connor Rapper Show on 1620 The Zone.